Well, you sift your flour, and then you put your baking powder and your salt. You take your shortening, and you take your milk. And I make mine with my hands. Take your hands, make them up, and roll them out. I work mine out with my hands, put them in the pan.
You don't necessarily have to cut them?
No, I don't cut mine. Once in a while, if I want to make fancy, I'm going to
do this. They're better with your hands.
I think so, too. I agree with you. Let's see, if rolls, are they, they're made with flour, too.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned cornbread. How do you make cornbread?
Well, I use a cup of cornmeal to a cup of flour. Put my baking powder, my salt, and my sugar, and then I stir it with my milk to get it to however you want, thin or thick you want it, and then put it in my pan and
make it
shorten.
Okay, now what I'm really driving at there about cornbread is, do you bake it?
Yes.
And you do use flour in your cornbread?
Oh yeah, I use half and half, the recipe that's on the box. I use the yellow cornmeal and use the recipe from the box, and it calls for a cup of flour to a cup of milk.
Do you remember when they used to fry it, or did your mother ever
fry it? Oh, yes, we fried. I fried cornbread fritters. Oh, quit that. That was ugly.
When they call them
fritters. Cornbread fritters.
How do they come out looking?
They're kind of puff up. You can make them, if you want to make them round, kind of just drop some, don't drop too much in there.
Do you turn them?
Yes, you turn. No, you turn.
You turn. Now, are they made, when you're making fritters, are they made with flour in them too?
Oh, yes.
They're made with the same recipe?
Yeah, only you don't put quite as much baking powder because they will crumble sometimes. You get a little too much baking powder.
You put corn in.
Oh, you're talking about corn fritters like Mama made last night or night before last. Made
now,
from corn.
You use the corn,
the canned cream style corn, and you put an egg and some flour, not too much flour, and maybe a little bit of milk.
Are they fried?
Well, you usually, we turn them. So.
Do they come out flat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd be flat.
Flat, right?
Yeah, they'd be flat.
Pancake or hoe cake?
Yeah.
That's not Mama's one.
Yeah, hers puffed way up. We couldn't believe it. But then after they came out, they kind of fell back down.
What do you eat those with?
Just along with any
meal you have. You eat them with syrup? Or?
No, you just eat them with your regular meal.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out the fritters rather are different from...
Pancakes,
cheese
on syrup. I don't like hoe cakes.
Now, what are hoe cakes now? Are they cornbread or are they flour?
No, that's flour. Just like you're going to make biscuits on, you don't put as much shortening.
You don't.
Because you have to put some shortening in your frying pan or skillet. And you have to turn it, they're cooked on top of the stove.
I see. Now, do they ever make that kind of cake using cornmeal?
Yeah, you can cook. I put cornbread on top of the stove just like that.
What I mean by the flat, like hoe cakes.
Yeah.
Making using cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Now what do they call those?
Well, I still just call it a cornbread. Still
be
cornbread.
Flat,
yeah,
it'll
still be cornbread.
Okay. Then are pancakes and hoe cakes the same thing?
No.
Okay, we're gonna start again then. What is a pancake?
Well, it's they are made littler, smaller, and flat. A hoe cake, you make it like this, you know, and big.
Oh, now it's made, and then you cut it up.
Yeah, you cut it or break it however you want to give up ready to. Mm-hmm. But pancakes, you just fry them in little things, you know.
They're individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both made of flour and
pancake flour. We usually make our own.
Recipes,